Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. The national, state, and local election is over, leaving some people elated, some shocked, and some are very bitter. A record number of voters have responded to the results of the election by using their First Amendment rights in many different forms. Some have gone beyond their rights and created violence and destroyed private and public property. This has been the most bitterly contested election I have ever witnessed. The nation used to come together as one after an election and work toward the good of the national population. Presently, the nation is more divided than ever. What is happening or has happened to cause this dilemma? The first thing that comes to mind is to blame the current national leaders, but I think it goes much deeper than that. Stop and think. Over the years, as our population has grown, many of our citizens have turned their backs on politics. They became bored, which leads to less and less involvement. With other things to do, or the feel of the need to stay home rather than attend meetings, letting the other more interested parties carry the ball, the absentee silently allows the power to slip into the hands of a few. Those few are not necessarily the good guys, and they are left to make decisions and take over the reins of government. I refer to any group that is elected to make decisions affecting local government, such as school boards, water districts, city councils, and the list goes on. For instance, how many school district meetings have you ever attended? Probably none if you have no children. Probably several if you do have children, but only those meetings when your child was attending the institution. Good people stay home, making it easier for those interested to impose their will upon you. Good government starts at home, not Washington, D.C. If you want better government in the future, then become involved locally. If you can't become directly involved by attending meetings, write a letter or send an email or make a phone call expressing your opinion. These communications are noted and become part of the organization's records. It is not much different in the private sector. How many times have you heard people say, "I won't join that organization because it's controlled by a certain few"? Anarchists love this kind of attitude. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. I hope that yours was a special day. We have a lot to be thankful for, even though our nation is in turmoil and a great many families are in distress. I think that we can improve our lives by working together rather than throwing up roadblocks. Invite yourself to be a part of the local scene. That is where it all starts. Remember President John F. Kennedy's statement, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.